There is the story of a Protestant pastor. For the Paragali families, that's pastor, O-R, not pastor. Okay, just... they sometimes get confused. There was a Protestant pastor, and he said his Christmas service, and he's standing out the front of his church, and people are going out, and he's shaking their hands and doing the thank yous, as you do. And he says to this one gentleman who goes out, he says to him, "Join the army of the Lord." And the fellow nods at the pastor, and the pastor says again, "Join the army of the Lord. You should join the army of the Lord." And the fellow said to him, "I'm already in the army of the Lord." And then the pastor said, "Well, why is it that I only see you here at Christmas and at Easter?" And he said, "Because I'm in the Secret Service." This is no time to be in the Secret Service. After a year that we have lived this year, this is no time to pretend to be a quiet Christian. This is a time to really celebrate what our faith is about and to celebrate our salvation and the fact that we are progressing forward as a good people, trying to do our very best in difficult times. So you have goodness on one hand and you have the challenges on the other. This is the story of our life. This is the story of the opposites that enter our life as people of faith with the birth of the child Jesus. It is the story of opposites. It is the story of challenges. A different flavour perhaps 2020 years ago than what we have today, but the impact of those challenges is no less. In fact, for some of us, it would be much greater. It is said that this generation is much less resilient than our forefathers and mothers. That may be the case, but I think when we talk about resilience, we've got to talk about, well, what is it that is testing us? Once again, it's the opposites. You come here tonight as people of faith, and you're swimming, as you've heard me say before, you're swimming against the tide in Australia, where so many people choose to go in another direction. But you choose to be here. You are behaving exactly the opposite to what so many other people in Australia would want you to behave like, perhaps. Or they seemingly behave, because perhaps they're not quite as courageous as what you are at the moment. And they may well be in time, particularly if they get something from us, some of the joy that we can have in living out through the challenges of opposites. In Jesus' time, as I look at Luke's gospel, in Jesus' time and the way that Luke tells the story, it's created in opposites. He starts off by saying, Caesar Augustus, they're the first lines of tonight's gospel. Caesar Augustus, the emperor of the Roman Empire. Okay? His name in Rome was Kyrie, which means Lord. It's a Greek word, actually. It means Lord. We have integrated it into the liturgy of our Eucharist, the Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. So we have this Lord, the ruler of the Roman Empire, and then we have Jesus, who is Lord and Saviour. One operates on power, one operates on innocence, forgiveness, love, mercy, nearly everything that is opposite to what the Roman power represented. And Luke tells us this story in such a way that those opposites are really highlighted. He says there was Caesar Augustus, and then he says there was Quirinius, the governor of Syria. We've got people here tonight who are connected to Syria. So Quirinius and Caesar. And then he introduces Joseph and his betrothed Mary. You've got the opposites. Two powerful men, to poverty-stricken, basically, simple country folk. two who live in palaces, they can't find any room in the inn. I want you to think about your own life as I do mine at this time of the year, particularly the end of this year, and how these opposites have caused us such anxiety. But it's also out of that quagmire of doom and gloom for some people, it has brought forward some amazing creativity, some amazing generosity, some amazing compassion. If you think over the start of the year with the fires and then the storms and then COVID, you think about all of the pain that people have lived through. We're able to be here tonight, and we do not forget those that have suffered during the year. We do not. But we are still able to come here and find joy. I hope you find some joy in the fact that we as people of faith, we do believe, we know the struggles, but our hope draws us forward. It doesn't hold us back, and we don't wallow in our self-pity. We have, in a sense, a glimpse of our future tonight, which is purity and innocence and total love. These are the things that you get from Joseph and Mary and their love for this child and their love for their God. Completely the opposite to what Caesar and Quirinius were offering. They lived in palaces, magnificent palaces. This child, as I said, was born in a manger. They had the most freedom in the world at that time, Caesar and Quirinius. This child is wrapped in swaddling clothes and is so tightly bound. Luke then goes on to say that they go to the shepherds. So Caesar's got his armies, but the angel goes to the shepherds. Now, shepherds had the worst reputation in Palestine at that time. And even by law, a shepherd could not be a member of a jury, and their evidence could not be used in a court of law because they were so distrusted. Yet the angel of the Lord appears to the shepherds, these near criminals, and they are the first witnesses to the Saviour of the world in a stable, in a manger. These outsiders, as opposed to the insiders, Caesar and Quirinius. So the opposites really start to clash. I think then of Caesar and his armies. And then we get told here tonight that the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and then there was a host of angels. Now, the word host in the Greek of the original translation is the same as the word for an army. Not just a little army, but a powerful army. So these shepherds had the army of God blaring at them, if you like, whereas Caesar had the fear and the power of his position, creating more chaos. This army of God, they weren't the Secret Service. This army of God bellowed in the ears of near criminal shepherds who took it seriously and then went into Bethlehem and witnessed the innocence and the beauty and the love and the compassion and the generosity of Joseph and Mary, and of course the innocence, as I say, of the child Jesus. If we can regain some of that positiveness at the end of this year, we will do very well as we enter 2021. We will do very well. We can live with the challenges because we know that we're not living this challenge on our own. The angels didn't appear to a shepherd. The angels appeared to shepherds, to the plural, with not one angel, with an army of angels. They are the army of God that are backing us all. We're not in a fight, as it were, at the moment, but in another sense, we have always been in a fight for our eternal life. And know this Christmas that because of the innocence and the compassion and the generosity that was experienced 2,020 years ago. We will win that fight. You will receive your eternal reward, which will be hope, peace, joy, and love. It's all we ask for. And may you receive it in abundance.